I need to get confirmation from Miguel and whether or not he's going to touch Carmen's privates.
Okay.
Has anybody talked to him since then? Wait till we come back from break.
No, yesterday I just walked by his office and stuck one finger in the
and
air.
Did he say anything?
Nope, just kept on going.
Miguel is the morning show host at Hot 101.5. He is super gay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. He's golden gay.
He's gold star gay.
Gold star gay. Gold star gay.
Which means he's never done anything with a girl.
Right. He was on the show yesterday because we were watching a video that's gone viral of lesbians touching a male appendage for the first time.
Right.
And I brought Miguel in and I asked him if he would like to touch Carmen's stuff for the first time, if he would like to lose his gold star.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of intrigued by it, but kind of turned off by it at the same time. And everybody's coming up to me and asking me, is Miguel going to do it? Is Miguel
right.
gonna do it? The world wants to see this right. happen.
And I think he needed to check with his significant other as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, that little Nancy, I'll take care of that. but Carmen, you're really the deciding factor here. The problem
she said she
is,
was in.
I know, but I don't want to be like I'm forcing you. It's got to be entirely up to you if you let him do it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you're so wonderful. You're so, just your light response to that, just like, yeah. Like you didn't get all serious and go, well, I mean, I don't know. You just were like, yeah, that's so pleasant.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like so not like my wife.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I'm the best representative of the females, but if I got to.
Why? Because it's cavernous?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Why? What would be?
I don't know. I just don't.
Stanky?
You're, oh, my God.
No? Okay, well, no, I don't want
to
do
it. No, come on. Making jokes.
Your area is a perfect representation of females.
Yes. Your body is a wonderland.
Are you thinking more of your personality and your style is not as much,
no,
or what?
No, I just don't want exactly what just happened. Mike, being
I
me.
Was just being
way to go,
silly.
Mike.
Yeah. Ruined it.
How do we do this? Do the two of you go into another room and do it, or do we hang a curtain, and you're behind the curtain, and Miguel sticks his arm
Miguel
through the curtain?
Decide if
go
he
see
wants
if Miguel.
Can I
go,
make
yeah,
a
yeah.
can I make a suggestion of how we do it?
Yeah.
Carmen in a box. Box
like
around the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxer.
Yep.
I like that, Carmen. You comfortable with that?
I'm in a box?
No, yeah. you'll be in a box from the waist down.
Right.
And then we'll cut a hole in the box and Miguel can stick his arm in the hole. This way you could be here and nobody has to see anything. You still have your privacy.
Right.
I mean, I could just put a dress on and he could reach up my dress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, she has that onesie from Christmas.
I like that better.
The back
That's much
flap.
Better, yeah.
But I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
You don't want the back flap. We'll put the back flap in the front flap. We'll reverse your flap. We'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Carbon in a box is pretty
confused.
Good. All right, let's get Miguel and find out if he's in. I think he's not going to do it.
Really?
Because if somebody asked me and I was excited about it, I would have popped my head in this morning and be like, hey, am I still on to...
Well, I don't know whether he's necessarily excited about it, but I was in there talking to them the other day, and Holly said, she goes, so what is this? And I go, oh, it's happening.
We'll see.
We don't say stuff.
Look at him.
And then not have it happen.
May I say you look buff, if that's still a word.
Do yeah. I?
You look bigger and muscular in the upper chest and littler in the belly.
Oh, it's the shirt.
Well, I need a couple of those shirts. Miguel, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're also doing a show at this time.
I
tried to let this go, and I am being badgered by listeners and employees and people that want to see this happen.
Oh my gosh.
Do you realize in a joint venture between the Mike Calta Show and Hot 101.5, this could be another huge viral video for the internets to have?
I mean, you have to understand what this is. This is so many things being cross promoted. You got Hot 101.5 in the bone. Mm-hmm. You have black and white. You have male and female. You have gay and straight. Yeah, I mean, there's so many barriers. You have gold star. You have broken star or whatever. I don't know what you call. No, what? I don't know what it would be called. I mean,
yeah, like you don't have the star. You're starless.
Yeah, you've done stuff with girls and guys. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
Okay, brown true. Star.
Brown star.
Miguel's got that too. But there's all Carmen. I had the conversation with Carmen.
Uh-huh.
She is still in.
Okay.
This now solely lies with you, Miguel.
Right.
Will you diddle Carmen?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Here we go.
No, listen. I thought a lot about it, and in my career, I'm always a person that say you. My first thing in radio you learn is you never say no.
Right.
You always have to go with it. But then I also try to think about, like, my grandmother doesn't listen to anything that I do on the radio. But
good.
If for some reason someone was like, hey, Miss Cole, did you see what Miguel did? I at least want to be able to explain it away.
Wouldn't that be great? Because then your grandmother would go, I knew he had a little in him. You want me to call your grandmother and ask her right now? Write her number down. I'm going to ask her. Write her number down. Absolutely. Why? Why?
You can talk to my mom, not my grandmother.
Why not your grandmother?
No,
she's never been as proud.
No, we're calling right now?
Who are you calling?
My grandmother. We're going to talk to my grandmother, and then we're going to call your grandmother.
We can call my mom, not my grandmother.
Why not? She don't like white people?
No, she just doesn't like. She's from the silent generation. She don't like to talk to anyone.
Neither does mine, but she's going to have to feel it right now.
I thought that was Miguel's job.
Where could she be at 9 o'clock in the morning?
My grandmother's probably at prayer study.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what mine's doing, St. Novena.
They're praying over each other.
How are they not answering the phone at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe they had some business to take
care of. Where does your mother live?
She lives in Atlanta.
Give me her phone number.
Let me get her phone number.
I'm going to call your mother right now.
If my mom, you know what? If my mom says it's okay.
If your mom gives it the thumbs up, you'll give her the thumbs up?
Dial the first number there.
All right. Call him. What is her name?
Angela.
Angela.
She hot?
This is Tony Dance.
Yeah.
You say yeah. That's your mother you're talking about.
She's very hot. If she says yes. We might have to call her work.
Sorry, that was weird.
Who just had whiskey?
I might need some if she says yes.
Oh, she's going to say yes.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Mom. Mom.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, this is me. You're on the radio, okay?
You're live on the air, Mom. How are you?
Don't cuss. Mom, you're on the bone. You're on the bone right now.
Don't try to take over my show, Miguel. I can talk to your mom. Hi, Mom. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
My name is Mike. I work in the radio station next to Miguel. And I love Miguel. He's a great kid. And he's taught us a lot. Well, I'm old. He's taught us a lot. He's been our correspondent for many things. And we're about to break barriers with him. And he has some concern with what we're going to do, whether or not that'll upset his grandmother. And he said if we talked to you about it and you gave it the thumbs up, then we'd be okay to go.
What is it?
Okay. So there's the internet. You've been on the internet before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know. I don't know. There's a video that's gone viral right now where it is lesbian women and they are touching the male part for the first time because obviously they're not interested in that. And it's like, hey, what would happen if?
Social experiment.
Yeah, social experiment. So we have Miguel next door who is a self-proclaimed golden gay where he has never.
Gold star gay.
Where he has never done anything with a woman. Did you know that he was Gold Star?
Yeah.
She's proud of that. Now, so we have a girl on our show, Carmen. Say hi to Miguel's mom, Carmen.
Hi.
That's not uncomfortable.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Carmen said that she would let Miguel touch her area for the first time for a social experiment so we can get his reaction like they did with the lesbians and the wiener on the other video, and Miguel is cool with it. He's like, I'm all for it, but he was worried about his grandmother, and he said, let's call my mom. If my mom says it's okay, then I'll do it. And so we, out of respect, wanted to call you, Mom.
Well, he know I'm down for anything.
Yeah!
Miss Angela is down.
Mom, I thought you were going to save me.
What if you do it and you like it? And you're like obviously you're not gonna not be gay, but what if you're like, man, I might want to do more of this.
I have a feeling I won't.
I know. I'm pretty sure you won't either. Yeah, you're pretty sure. There's kind of gay and there's gay. Yeah, you're not kind of gay.
Yeah, I'm real
but,
gay.
Right, but this is a great social experiment, and you won't be the first guy to touch Carmen and go gross.
No,
I'm kidding, Carmen. I'm kidding.
Hey, have you ever heard the term "stop selling"? Stop selling. You've made
sometimes
the sale.
I can't stop talking.
Yeah,
about it.
I know. You're gonna ruin it.
Mom, you want us to video it so you can see it?
Yeah, but don't put it on the internet.
No.
This is not Hot 101. This is the bone, right?
This is the bone, yes. Have you ever listened to this station?
Yeah, actually, I was on there this summer. What's the guy's name?
Drew?
Mo.
Mo?
Yeah, Mo.
I was touring my mom around the...
Mo.
Don't worry, nobody heard it.
I was touring her around the radio station one Saturday, and we walked by, and he pulled us all in.
Oh, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Do you have any... Mo ain't here. Well, we don't allow Mo here on weekdays. What do you have, brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother.
Who do you like the most, Miguel or the other guy?
Both.
Oh, okay. Both. Good answer, Mom. Yeah, she loves both. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you an honest question. As a parent, I have two kids, too. If there was a fire and you can only save one of them from the fire, and you can't say, oh, I'd rather die, or I can't pick one, you have to pick one. Which one would you save?
They both.
You can't take both of them. I would take both of them, too. It's not a good...
They both go.
Oh, they both go.
Oh, wow. Everybody burns.
She's harsh, man. She is harsh. She's like, I like the way you think. I'd put the fire out with one and step on the other one. Man, I like your mother, Miguel.
That's my mom. That's Miss Angela.
Well, Miss Angela, you have been a doll. I thank you so much. And should we do this tomorrow, Carmen? You want to go gut it out?
Like that?
No, why?
Who is doing this? Because this.
Listen
exactly
to me. You
this.
Don't just want to bring anybody in the attic by surprise. You want to get up there and you want to straighten the attic
well,
out.
I don't want anyone in my attic. This is no fun.
You want him to go through the back door? So,
no.
He's already been there. That's not going to be a surprise.
All right. Let
some protection.
Mom's good. Miguel, you good?
Yeah. Okay. But hold on.
Oh, here we go.
No. I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure now. Do I have to? And actually, let me talk to Carmen.
First of all,
you don't
have to do anything. We're not forcing you.
No, that's very
true. I'd like to let HR know.
Like, no,
don't talk to Carmen. Only talk to me. Yeah. I don't need to be.
Carmen's in a wear dress.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to.
Show me with your hands.
I would rather just that.
I don't
want to do that.
Hold on. This is good.
Okay.
No, go do this.
Okay.
And then, and if the curiosity makes you want to do this, that's on you. But if you're like,
yeah,
then you just back away.
Okay, good. That
all right?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
All right, okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, man, Miguel, you're good. Carmen, I have to say, you're a doll for doing this.
Wait, what? No, I never agreed to this.
You did.
Well, I said yes one time, and then you started being mean, and I instantly said
no. That means a joke. I
no
love take,
you didn't hear no take backs. We said it earlier.
Yeah, no backsies, taxis.
No takesies, backsies.
Do you want your mom to listen tomorrow while we're doing it, or would you rather just watch the video?
You know what? I think her, you know what? That would help me with the situation to have her there. So, Mom, if you can, with your work schedule.
Odd, because the last thing I want is my mother in any sexual situation that I'm in, regardless of whether or not I'm enjoying it.
What time?
I would like to do it square in the middle of the show, like 7:30.
John Brennan just actually had a fantastic idea. Why don't we do it launch of Bone TV Monday?
Ooh.
January 11th.
Yeah.
All right. I'm good with that. Does that work with you, Miguel?
That works.
You're not going to get
that
sick works. Over the weekend and not come in?
I'll be here.
We'll launch Bone TV with this. Nobody will be able to see anything as far as, you know, Carmen's area, but you know what I'm saying.
That's fine.
Mom, you're available on Monday?
Yes, I am.
I gotta tell you, you are fantastic to talk to. Thank you very much for helping us out, and I look forward to having you back on the air while Miguel violates Carmen on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Punkin, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Your mom is fantastic.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I love her. She's
hot Lana in the house.
Yeah.
Why won't you let your grandmother in on this, too? Why not transcend this through the generations?
You know, there's just that person that you always just protect from everything.
If I were to call my grandmother up now and tell her what we're doing, she'd be like, Michael, why would you do such a stupid thing?
Well, see, my grandmother, she's one of those people where, like, she would never say anything. She would nervously laugh.
Right.
And then she would just be really disappointed. So, like, it would be like that. She would never say anything.
Yeah. And then she's super religious.
Oh, yeah.
But yet she doesn't care that you're gay.
Well, that's the awkward thing is that, like, we all figure, like, no one has had the conversation with her to say Miguel is gay.
Oh, so she just ignore it?
We all pretty much know, so we don't talk it.
Miguel's an entertainer. That's what they say.
Remember, like, 10 years ago when everybody had to go, I think Miguel is gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're like, hey, he's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can we tell Holly that Carmen passed and Miguel said that Holly would do it?
I can't, go get her. Tell her, hurry up, tell her it's important.
Actually, she's playing a bit right now.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody's
hey, our recent ratings, okay?
Oh, no, I didn't mean to your show. I meant to the bit.
No.
I don't know what I meant.
Jared can push a button.
Miguel, it would be good if we do it on both stations. I'm cool with that if you want to simulcast it. Yeah.
I have a feeling our new PD would not want that.
Is he here yet?
No, he starts Monday.
Oh,
so
perfect. That's his welcome to the party.
Welcome. We'll have a debut for him, too, on Monday.
I'll take care of him if you guys need it.
What's taking him so long?
He had to, like, close up his, because he'd been in Denver for, I think, 15 years, maybe? And so he's selling his house and getting his kid transferred and all that stuff, so.
Holly, you got bad news. Bad news, but good news at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
Carmen backed out of doing our stunt.
Oh.
And Miguel said the only other woman I would ever do that with is Holly.
No, you did not.
He did.
You
he
did?
Didn't say. Yeah, he didn't want to. You're like the only one that go like family
comfortable
to him.
Enough. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're gonna do that with you instead.
If that's cool. Okay with you.
I just told Miguel I don't think I could ever do that.
Why?
That's not. It's like your brother.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not sexual.
It's not though.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's kind of like high fiving.
But he's doing.
I don't even know what
he's doing. Like this. He's not doing this.
I said the only way I would do it is if I didn't do that. I just did that.
Well, don't touch it. Don't touch it like it's gonna bite you. Don't be afraid of it.
He's just checking to see if the mouse is there, not if the mouse is home.
Oh my god.
By the way, when you do it like this.
Don't
do it like you're trying to send Morse code. SOS.
You come over here and like crap goes crazy.
Yes,
like, what
things
happened?
Get good is what you're saying.
So that's a yes?
I don't know if Holly, I can do it.
Holly.
Did you really say no, Carmen?
I made fun of her and she got mad at me.
They're being mean to me. They won't be mean to you.
I told her to clean out her attic first before she lets me get in the attic.
What the
I attic? Think your attic's pristine.
Well, ideal image. Do you have to do it?
Yes, it's a law.
Yeah. We already had his mom on the phone. The mom's fine.
Miss Angela gave it a thumbs up. She's going to listen. We're going to get you. You'll go in my office and get naked.
I just pictured it, and it's making me put
a box around your waist, and we're going to cut a hole in the side of the box, and then Miguel's going to stick his hand in the box.
Like it's a game of, like, who knows what's up there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll play, too. If it's a game, we can all play.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, if you have to do it and no one else will do it, I will do it.
What a trooper.
Wow.
Because I love you, but like, good God, this is a first.
Well, the good news is we're lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how about Holly? That's a trooper. Yeah. Very good.
Well, but if you want to also do it, that's totally.
See, and this is how Holly and I work on our show, is that you never say no. You always just go with the bit. And
if
though,
I have to.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. But most of the time, you're in the box.
Exactly. All right, so we are going to do it. Carmen's going to do it, and Miguel's going to do it, and Miguel's mother is going to listen online as happens.
Why is your mother listening?
See, this
he
is,
said it would make him more comfortable.
I feel like with having my mom on the phone, and she said okay because we talked to her, and I feel like it'll be more like one of those videos where it's not like me just going like that, and it's like, ooh, crazy, where it's more like...
Okay.
You're not packing cigarettes.
Don't do the thing that you do with BHs.
Oh!
What
do you do? Show me with your hands what you do with that. What do you do with that?
It's not the same, Miguel.
What does he do, Holly? Show me with your hands.
He goes.
That's what you do? You knock? Like anybody home?
You have to tap, tap, tap a roux, apparently.
Well, oh, my God.
You have to warm up the oven, you know, before you put your baked goods.
Don't do that same thing with Carmen, please.
Okay, no, because that's before you're about to put baked goods into the oven.
Oh, God.
I'm diving right in the oven.
The way you're doing it is like you're drawing blood. Like you're
trying to tap a vein?
Yeah.
Trying to get a vein to the surface?
Oh, my gosh, no.
All right, so on Monday, on the debut of Bone TV.
Mm-hmm.
So really, your mom could watch at the same time. Oh, actually, we could Skype your mother in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Skype your mother in.
You know the digital department is like, are you kidding me with this right now?
Oh, no. I guarantee you, Rush is like, we can configure the satellite, Skype his mother in. We could probably send somebody to your mother's house in case she faints. Right, Rush?
Yeah, Rush.
They just walked
Rush, get out of that mic. Get out of that mic right there. So we can Skype his mother in so we can watch her reaction.
Yep.
And then she could watch what's going on. Everybody could watch both on Bone TV.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
This is very similar to the first time there was sound on television. This is, right? It was the jazz singer, I think, was the first one with sound.
I was going to compare it to the NASA launch. Like, everything kind of working together.
Like, every bar around town, people are going to be huddled around the TV.
Yeah. Right. Spanish is going to be in a short-sleeve dress shirt with a tie looking over his shoulder. Give him a thumbs up.
A lot.
George Washington's going to be at the Apple Store streaming it. This is how it goes.
Wow.
Monday, we break barriers. We bring together races, sexes. Oh, this is awesome.
Stations.
History is being made.
Yeah.
Yes, this is going to be a day.
Well, I got to tell you. And then whatever you do to Carmen, you could do to Rob.
Okay.
If that's what you'd like.
I'm good.
All right, good. So that is all going down on Monday. Okay. Thank you, Miguel. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Carmen.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.